Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back here in the Sports Bar. It's Bills Camp Live on AM 950 and 95.7 FM ESPN Rochester. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia, and Buffalo Bills cornerback Kevin Johnson joining us in the Sports Bar. Hey, Kevin, how are
What's
you?
Going on? I'm doing pretty good. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Yeah, Kevin, love meeting the new Buffalo Bills. How is it? Like, your first impressions here at training camp here in Rochester?
I like it a lot, man. It's really comfortable. The weather's great. You know, it's a kind of a fun experience, you know, going back and, you know, staying in the dorms, you know, really being able to get quality time with your teammates. So it's fun. I've been enjoying it.
Kevin, how's your health? We want to know how you're feeling first and foremost.
I'm feeling good, man. I'm 100% healthy. It feels great to feel that way. You know, it's been a little while, and I'm just excited to get back on the football field and do my thing out there.
Bring us back to the offseason. Leaving Houston, I mean, how did that all go down? And coming to Buffalo, was John Butler a big part of that for you?
Yeah, so, I mean, my last year in Houston, I got a concussion in the second preseason game on the third play of the game. You know, got ready for the first game of the season and got a concussion in that game as well. So I had to go on IR. The Texans decided to, you know, release me after the season. And then shortly after that, I was a Buffalo Bill. It kind of went pretty quick. You know, really on my visit, meeting the coaching staff and just, you know, seeing the facilities and just being a part of a culture that has a great defense, a great pass defense. John Butler, me knowing that he's a great coach, getting familiar with all the coaches, it was just really a opportunity for me that I couldn't really resist.
Kevin, you're joining a team now inbound from those Texans. There are a lot of big names on that defense. Watt,
yeah.
Clowney, you played with Matthew. What are some of the differences you've noticed in the Bills defense versus your old team so far?
You know, there's a lot of differences as far as like the scheme and stuff like that, but just, you know, we're really a tight-knit group here, and there's great, you know, communication and a lot of guys. We got a different kind of swagger over here as far as just, you know, we work hard and we just really want to just thrive on that every single day and just really work hard and gel together and be the best defense we can.
He was the first-round pick of the Houston Texans, Kevin Johnson, now a Buffalo Bill, joining us here in the Sports Bar. And anybody that's heading out to Fisher this weekend, they're going to notice something, the oven mitts. What's with the oven mitts? What's that trying to help you guys
it's
do?
It's just training us, man, to, you know, the, you know how the refs are in this league. So, you know, anytime you can get out there and practice, not grabbing, you know, doing as much of those things that you can, going against receivers, this is going to benefit us on game day when it comes down to not getting flags and stuff like that.
Now, we saw you at practice today, spending some time opposite Trey at corner. We also saw you line up at nickel a little bit. Mm-hmm. We know Sean McDermott loves his versatile players. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you're comfortable with?
Yeah, wherever the coaches tell me to play, that's what I'm going to do.
John Butler, we brought up. So how instrumental was he bringing you over here to Buffalo?
It was, you know, just me being able to play with him for 3 years in Houston. It was just a great opportunity for me because I knew how, you know, he's a great coach. He's familiar with me and just, you know, my playing style, and I'm familiar with his coaching style. And just being able to come into a situation where I know I'm going to have a coach who's going to be on me and push me to be my best was a big deal for me.
Bills Corner, Kevin Johnson, our guest here, Bills Camp Live. He is in the Country Suite hot seat, brought to you by Country Suite and Triple O. We had heard that there were several teams that were interested in your services after Houston let you go. What made Buffalo ultimately the most attractive for you? We discussed the coaches, we discussed the facility.
Right,
was there anything
else? It just felt like home, man. I mean, it was just a decision for me that, you know, I just felt. And I always, you know, I'm really an instinctual type of person. So just really going with my gut, and I'm happy with the choice I made.
The Bills lost a great defensive leader in Kyle Williams, who retired. So when you're stepping into a new locker room here, who do you notice as the leaders of this defense?
Lorenzo, for sure. you know, Tremaine, I know he's young, but he's a guy who guys have a lot of respect for on this football team. Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. You know, there's a lot. Josh Allen has really, you know, I know he's young as well, but I really like his leadership that, you know, me coming into a new team and just really kind of respecting it pretty quickly. So I think we definitely got a lot of good leaders on this football team that, you know, we're going to be ready to, you know, go to war with.
Kevin, we heard from Tremaine yesterday after practice in his press conference. We were impressed by how much he's matured from his rookie season. What are your initial impressions of him on the field?
Like you said, mature. You know, for being such a young player, he's mature. He has a good hold of this defense. He has great command of it. Guys respect him. He's talented. He can run. You know, just very good at communication and things like that. So, I mean, sky's the limit for him, man. He just, you know, we're all just going to keep working. Just keep working, getting better every day, take it one day at a time.
Kevin, you were going against a guy this time last year in Deshaun Watson, one of the great young talents. We're all optimistic and excited about the potential for Josh Allen. What is it like? What do you see out of this young quarterback and in terms of its development? Where do you think he's at right now?
He's talented, man. He's talented. And like I said, the same with Tremaine, just as I think as a team, if we just take it one day at a time and just continue to work at our goals and just be the team that we want to be, take it one day at a time, I think everything's going to unfold how it's supposed to.
Bills cornerback Kevin Johnson joining us here in the Sports Bar. It's Bills Camp Live from St. John Fisher College. You're a fresh set of eyes on a group of corners that we have some familiarity with. We know EJ from a couple of seasons ago. Levi, of course, last year. Taron, you know, what are your impressions of the other corners that are in the room with you, Kevin?
We got a great group, and we got a great group, and they were number one pass defense in the league last year for a reason, and a lot of those guys are returning. We got a great group, man. We just got to, you know, keep working. And I was with great groups as well in Houston with, you know, Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, AJ Boye. So, you know, it's not, you know, my first go around playing with a great secondary. So I think we just got to work, you know, every day. Like I said, we, you know, you can't put any expectations on, just saying what we're going to do. We just got to work at it every single day and just try and be the best we can.
Kevin, you know, Syracuse is right down the road. You seem pretty nice for a Wake Forest guy. That's kind of breaking the
mold. I didn't know Wake Forest guys had a bad rap.
No, but tell us about coming out of Wake Forest, because when we think of the top programs, but you were able to put together a resume that got you drafted in the first round.
Yeah. You know, Wake was a great experience. You know, we played in the ACC. We played against a lot of the best teams. You know, great school academically. It was a great experience for me, and I enjoyed my time there. And you know, I was fortunate enough to you know have a great career there. But it definitely made me a better player going against all the teams in the ACC, Clemson, you know, all those teams. So I look forward to it every week.
And Kevin, I thought I read up on you as well that you might have done some toting of the rock earlier in your career. Maybe as a child you were running back. Do you miss that at all? Are you happy being a corner at this point of your career?
I'm definitely better at cornerback. I can't take those hits at this level, but I definitely miss playing on the offensive side of the ball for sure. Just it's something about having that rock in your hand and just, you know, doing your thing with it. I definitely miss that.
Well, you just got to kind of, you know, pick your spot here, and then if there's an opportunity, I'm sure Brian Dable might work in on that side.
Right, for sure.
Buffalo Bills cornerback Kevin Johnson joining us in the Country Suite Hot Seat, brought to you by Country Suite and Triple O. Kevin, it's been a blast having you on with us. We really appreciate you giving us some of your time. We know how busy you are here on day two of training camp.
Yes, sir.
The best. Stay healthy. Good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate you all having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.